BlogTalkZone.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the multi-million-dollar Interstellar Media Broadcast Communications Studios, it's Lawyers Who Needs Them, featuring Randall Simonetti and Jim Hartman. And now, here's Jim and Randall.
Welcome to Lawyers Who Needs Them, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
And we appreciate you joining our radio program here today. Because each week, Jim and I attempt to take the mystery and complexity out of our legal system for
and
you.
Inject some common sense and perhaps a sense of humor back in.
Now, you have to have a sense of humor to enjoy this show, or no sense of reality. That
That's
will
right.
also work.
Yeah, or no sense. You could have no sense and enjoy this show.
Yes, you could. All right. Well, I think that covers it. That covers just about everybody.
Right.
All right. Now... If you'd like to send us a question, because as you know, if you've listened to the show before, we love to take questions from our loyal listeners across the country, and we do that in every program, and we are always amazed at how really great the questions are, and we have some of those for you today. But if you have a question, you can simply email that to us at info@lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. That's info@lawyerswhoneedsthem.com, and we'll be happy to answer your question on the very next program. Now, if you have an emergency question... you'll have to wait till the very next program. It's like that thing, you have to wait 28 days.
That's right.
Okay. Well,
that's right.
Now it's time for Frontline News. And in today's Frontline News, DNA clears a young man named Cornelius Dupree. I don't know how young he is now.
Well, he's not young
anymore.
After
30 years in jail.
Yeah, he was young when he went there, but he's not so young anymore. This happened in Texas, and... he was cleared. He was originally convicted of robbery and, I think, sexual misconduct.
That's a lot of time, 30 years.
It is a lot of time. He was sentenced. Actually, he was out on parole when they discovered this situation, when they cleared him.
Oh.
Because...
So he did the full 30 years.
Well, he was sentenced to 75 years.
Oh.
So that's, but he got sent. This is Texas, you know, and
they're
a little rough out
they
there.
They don't fool around.
The other thing is that this was the question was arose, or let me say this. I'm sorry, his conviction arose from the mostly from identification by the rape victim, and a lot of these are misidentifications. Now, this Barry Scheck with the Innocence Project, and he's the lawyer who is the leading expert on DNA and how it,
okay.
And he's also, in charge of the Innocence Project. He was the fellow who testified concerning DNA in the O.J. Simpson trial.
O.J. Simpson, that's right.
Right. And I know Barry, knew him much more years ago. I haven't seen him some time. But fact of the matter is that they, you know, you can misidentify. And in panic, these things happen. But DNA apparently does not lie. And DNA freed this fellow. Now, can you imagine spending 30 years in jail when you're innocent?
And you know you're innocent.
That's got to be a cringing kind of a thing. Well, he was very generous. He said, he says, I admit there is a bit of anger, but there was also a joy, and the joy overrides the anger. But, you know, he's probably going to sue the state of Texas and
well,
probably
and
succeed.
Make a few bucks on
dollars,
that.
So there's some joy in that, too.
Yes.
But as I say, he was out on parole, had just been paroled recently when this DNA evidence indicated he was not guilty, and the judge, of course, exonerated him.
Well, good. Well, Cornelius, we're happy for you in your new life, and we hope you take a few bucks and get yourself a walker.
Unless this in this... in Texas, they've had more of these than any other state.
Really?
I can't remember how many. As a matter of fact, his 30 years was the most time ever in jail when you were innocent in Texas. But there have been some other longer ones
That's
in
terrible.
Some other states.
Well, you know, see, DNA has really helped us
as a matter
be
of fact,
more accurate.
Texas has exonerated 41 wrongly convicted inmates through the use of DNA since 2001. So they better start getting their act together because
it seems
otherwise.
To me like they're a little overzealous.
I think
on their
they're a little bit zealous, right. I think that you're absolutely right.
You know, that's.
And that I think we have to check this identification very, very carefully because in the heat of a crime like rape, where it's, things are going on which are violent and exciting and emotional, you can make a mistake
absolutely.
In identification.
Sure, absolutely.
Particularly in the dark.
That's right. That's right. We do some of our best.
I don't know if this was in the dark or the light.
No, but.
But I'm presuming
the dark is where we do some of our best work.
Dusk is a very bad time for rape.
Right. Oh my God! Only you could find something kooky in that whole thing. Well,
right.
Mr. Dupre, go and be well. I don't know who said that. Was it Moses? He said that.
No.
Or he said, go to hell.
No, I don't know what he said.
What did he say?
No, Moses.
He didn't talk very much, Moses.
No, Moses said, let my people go.
That's what he said. That's what he said. Let my people go.
Let my people go.
And then he turned it into a rap. Let my people go, 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 go. Let my people go, go, go. You know, it became a rap
song.
And he
separated. He was there at the Red Sea.
That's right. He separated the Red Sea.
Half of it went left.
And half of it went right.
No, God separated the Red Sea.
He couldn't do it himself. He had a little help.
Feet got wet, though. I want you to know something.
Well,
he
couldn't get rid of all the water.
Well,
there was a little residual.
Little water on the bottom. He got wet feet.
Well, let me.
And he did,
got
then,
wet feet.
Then
he didn't cross over.
And then.
You know, the nice thing about discussing these things with you is that you were actually there.
That's right.
That's the beauty of it.
I can remember one because with the wet feet and then you got into the desert, the sand stuck to your feet.
Oh,
something
it's terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Right. And
terrible.
It was hot.
Did you wear a turban back then?
No. No. You didn't wear turbans.
What'd you wear?
It was more like not a turban. It was like a sheet.
Oh, I
more
see.
Like what you see them the Arabs wear.
Okay.
Turban is what they wear in India.
That's right. Because instead, if you would have had a turban, you would have had a cobra in it or something.
Well, I would have.
Just for fun.
Now,
let me ask you a question. We have a new segment here, which we're going to cover right now, and it's called, Is That a Crime?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Is it rape? It all depends on who's asking. Now, what does that mean?
Well, you know, there's this Julian Assange, the fellow who is the Wikipedia nut,
right?
There's a warrant out,
yes,
from Sweden for his extradition based upon some sexual activity,
mm-hmm.
unwanted,
yes,
and called rape in Sweden. But is it rape? Is it rape? For instance, the allegations of sexual assault by two Swedish women against him. Seem to be somewhat silly or preposterous. For instance, the woman said they had consensual sex, but then she was asleep, and he raped her when she was asleep. He must have been a very exciting guy, as I've said this before. But the consensual sex was with prevention, with a condom.
Right.
Then she testified to falling asleep, and apparently in England, Sweden.
If you're asleep, that's a crime.
Maybe it's a crime if you don't consent. But the thing is it a crime if you consent and then sometime later the sexual conduct takes place and you say, well, you changed your mind? Well, how often do you have to consent? Are you ready? Can we do it now? Okay. Stop. If they say stop, you got to stop. But is that a crime? Is that rape? The other lady, for some reason, also discovered
asleep.
No, I don't know whether she was asleep or not. But any event.
This isn't a crime. It's a calamity.
In a few countries like Britain.
This is Sweden.
They've already
about.
Explicitly made non-consent the basis of the law. All right. But then they say. That, again, when you consent, how long does that consent last? In other words, if you consent on Monday.
Is it good for Friday?
Is it good for Friday? Even Thursday. But if you consent at Monday at 8 o'clock and at 9 o'clock, you're still working on this thing. Has the consent expired?
Okay.
In other words, it seems to me the way you're going to have to rape somebody, avoid rape. To get it signed.
Right.
You have somebody sign
Say,
that I hereby consent. To sexual activity.
And you know what you need?
And please specify the activity, because if you consent to one kind, you may not be consenting to another. And if you got to say, I'm consenting only with a condom, only with a preventative thing, only with an uterine device, only with nothing, only with a pill, or it's carte blanche.
carte blanche?
Yeah, that's another way to do it. Oh. It's the French way they do it.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you some other time.
Tell me later.
So that's,
tell me, explain that off the air.
What becomes rape? It's a very, very difficult situation.
Well,
it's
I'm glad
very...
you have cleaned it up and cleared it up.
No,
for
I
us.
Haven't cleaned it up, but I try to clear it up a little bit, and I want to tell you something. It's absolutely muddy. It is not clear at all, and it still isn't. And it's a very confusing area of the criminal law.
I think we need to go to Sweden and figure this out for ourselves.
Well, I'm going to have to meet these two ladies.
With our luck, we'll meet these two ladies.
And I want to say, I want to review the facts.
That's it. We just want to review the facts. Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts. All right. Well, here's one. Kids in court this week. A 10-year-old is charged with murder after shooting his mother in the head.
Well, this is a sad story.
Where do you find these cases?
Where do you get these kids? Well, a 10-year-old in Ohio. Ohio seems to have a lot of problems. He was charged with murder for allegedly shooting his mother with a .22 caliber rifle. Oh, I don't know why he shot her. Seems to be there must have been some kind of an argument or disagreement.
But he's 10 and they charged him with murder? Isn't
that
young?
Well, he's charged with murder. What they will do with it, I don't know. It may be reduced. He may go to juvenile court. I don't know what the rule is in Ohio. But, of course, it's difficult to charge someone with an adult crime. It varies from jurisdiction to jurisdiction.
Right.
With respect to when you can be considered to have the ability to make these distinctions that are required to have what we might call criminal knowledge or criminal intent. I know if you're over 14, I think, in New York, you assume that that's okay. If you're under 14, it's a question. And if you're under, and I know what the other age is, then there's a presumption against it.
Right.
Like if you're 4 years old, the presumption. Now, 10, I don't know what the thing is, but it's a very sad situation when the kid shoots his mother at 10 years old.
Right.
He hasn't even been old enough to have her aggravate him that much. So,
right.
I mean, you know, I can't tell you. So,
And I'm surprised most mothers don't shoot their kids by the time they're 10
right.
years old. Anyway, well, that's a terrible crime.
And some neighbor called the police to say that the 10-year-old went over there and said they needed the squad car and police, that he had just shot his mom. Now, we don't even know if it was intentional or not.
Right.
There is a
question. They're charging him with murder, so it must have assumed
that
it was intentional.
Well, they're charging him. That doesn't mean we know that.
Oh, all right.
And the thing is, they're charging with murder, and the question then becomes, can they charge a kid at 10 years old with murder and charge
him? But if you thought it was an accident,
him as a criminal.
If you thought it was an accident, you wouldn't charge him with murder.
No, that's right.
You know, so they must think he did it on purpose.
But what they think and what is actually happening.
Oh, I understand.
It's
alleged. It is alleged.
You have to be very careful.
All right.
Okay.
I think we should be very careful, and we're going to take a short intermission.
Right.
And when we come back, we're going to find out if you can make a living suing spammers.
That's right.
You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them right here. Don't go away.